President Barack Obama announced yesterday that a coalition of stakeholders have voluntarily pledged to reduce health care costs over the next 10 years. The president unveiled the plan to cut national health care spending up to $2 trillion and, quote, save a typical family an average of $2,500 on their health care costs in the coming years. Obama stated on Monday that the coalition of six interest groups, including those representing doctors, hospitals, insurance companies, drug makers, and one union, have put forward a proposal that is compatible with his comprehensive health care reform plans. Although it is not yet clear how costs will be reduced, the president stated that his plan to reform the healthcare system will uphold three basic principles, including cost reductions, the ability to choose your own doctors, and affordability. He also stated that having healthcare costs under control is essential to getting the economy back on track. David Sirota with the Campaign for America's Future is critical of yesterday's announcement. According to him, quote, either you appease the health industry and preserve the status quo they are making big bucks off of, or you take on the health industry and make real change. Meanwhile, a new study by Commonwealth Fund found that working women are worse off than men with respect to health care costs. The study reported that women are less able to afford health care, including filling prescriptions, seeing a specialist, or getting a medical test, than men. My guest is Katie Robbins. She is the Assistant National Coordinator of Healthcare Now, which is a national organization advocating for single-payer health care. Welcome to Uprising, Katie.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks very much for joining us. So this particular announcement that the president made yesterday was as a result of a number of groups coming together. I want to play an excerpt from the announcement that he made yesterday and then get your response.
From 2010 to 2019, they are pledging to cut the rate of growth of national healthcare spending by 1.5 percentage points each year, an amount that's equal to over $2 trillion. $2 trillion. Their efforts will help us take the next and most important step, comprehensive health care reform, so that we can do what I pledged to do as a candidate and save a typical family an average of $2,500 on their health care costs in the coming years. Let me repeat that point. What they're doing is complementary to and is going to be completely compatible with a strong, aggressive effort to move healthcare reform through here in Washington with an ultimate result of saving healthcare costs for families, businesses, and the government.
And that's President Barack Obama yesterday making an announcement about health care cost cuts by a number of groups that came together. These groups are America's Health Insurance Plans, the American Medical Association, the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, the American Hospital Association, the Advanced Medical Technology Association, and the Service Employees International Union. Katie, let's first talk about what you think of this plan, the fact that these groups are coming together to voluntarily reduce health care costs. $2 trillion is a lot of money.
Yes, $2 trillion sounds like a lot of money. And Obama has consistently gotten two things right, that rising health care costs are a burden and unsustainable, and that the time for change is now. However, when we look at the bigger picture, reducing by $2 trillion is not that much. And they're still not talking about a plan that would be universal, that would cover everyone, and really guarantee comprehensive health care to everyone in the country, as opposed to what they're proposing, these sort of solutions that might tweak around the edges to save a little bit of money. A single-payer national health care plan would, on a back-of-the-envelope kind of calculation, could possibly save over $12 trillion over 12 years because of the savings in the administrative waste as well as the consistent control of cost over 10 years.
And just pure profits, because these are for-profit companies, the insurance
right.
companies are for-profit.
Right, and what they are calling healthcare, or what we call healthcare costs, they call income. So we should really look suspiciously at, well, what are they saying they're doing exactly? And does that coincide with developing a real health policy, a real national health system? Or is this maintaining the status quo and not going to improve our healthcare system in the long run.
Well, the president says it's complementary to his plan, although he hasn't really revealed too many details of his plan, aside from making a government-sponsored healthcare health insurance available to people. But let me first also bring up this point, which is that if the industry, if these groups representing the various stakeholders are able to cut costs by $2 trillion over 10 years, doesn't that mean that they've been sort of fleecing us all along?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if they can cut these costs now, why didn't they cut them before?
Exactly, exactly. Well, this is their business. This is a for-profit industry in the United States. Unlike any other developed country in the world, people in this country make a profit off of basic health care. So the fact that they're, really trying to play nice right now, using that language, we're going to make the insurance industry behave, is just, it's really frustrating to me. What we need is to have a discussion about real health policy that will work. If they can cut $2 trillion just like that, then why can't we look at a plan that can really contain costs?
And also, does it seem to you that this is sort of a tactical, move by industry to come together with doctors, with one union, the SEIU, and to go to the president, and they see the writing on the wall. They know that the reform is coming. They know that their business is going to be affected, ideally eliminated, according to those who support single payer, but at the very least, it's going to curtail some business for them. Do you think that this is sort of a tactical move by the industry to say, well, let's try to preempt that, let's make nice, let's get on the president's side so that he can't cut us out of the equation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that the healthcare and insurance executives coming together is really an initiative to help them secure a seat at the table where many decisions about their future are being made. They've ingratiated themselves with Democrats in the White House and Congress, who are moving swiftly to reshape our healthcare system, but not a lot of details are available about how that will happen. And I think yesterday's announcement, it was kind of a dud, the idea that, Obama was really showing his efforts in consensus building as opposed to how he's actually going to reform the healthcare system. There's still a lot of questions. We don't know what this public option is. It's this amorphous thing that keeps being redefined. The insurance industry, we know, is not happy with the public option. They're saying that they will concede into all sorts of things. Like you mentioned earlier, that women have a harder time accessing health care. Yes, the insurance industry said they will stop paying or charging women more than men for health insurance.
Wait, they're charging insurance, the insurance companies charge women more than men?
Correct.
How do you know this? Is there a study that showed this?
Yes, there is a study that came out several weeks ago. I think it was through Kaiser Family that cited that women pay more for health insurance the same health insurance plans than men. Women tend, especially between 20 and 50, are using they use health care more, and so the insurance industry justifies that by charging them more. These are the same people who have, created these policies that deny people care when they need it. They also have something called pre-existing conditions where they won't even offer coverage to people.
Basically discriminating against anybody who's had prior illnesses, which
correct.
Is most of us.
So
Katie, the stakeholders at the table that came together, as you said, create this opportunity for the president to not cut out industry from the equation. But one of the groups involved is a major union, the SEIU. Is the SEIU sort of dealing with the devil and being part of this coalition?
SEIU has on paper endorsed single-payer national health care, but in all their dealings in the past year, it seems like they are really interested in being in there with health reform and maintaining the insurance industry's agenda. So their role is interesting because they much of the problem is the fact that the insurance industry puts a huge amount of money into our campaign contributions, and big labor is connected in there. I think that they have a seat at the table because they're willing to support the industry's agenda and not stand up to them to challenge them on what a real healthcare system that would work.
Now, Katie, I want to play you another excerpt from the president's announcement yesterday, just near the end, where he was sort of trying to explain the fact that all of these people have come together and giving the impression that everybody who has a stake is represented. Let's take a listen to what the president said.
And that's why I'm thrilled to have such a broad, diverse group of individuals from all across the healthcare spectrum, representing every constituency and every political predisposition, who feel that same sense of urgency and are committing themselves to work diligently to bring down costs so we can achieve the reforms that we seek.
Except that the single-payer advocates were not included. Katie Robbins.
Exactly. And actually, there was another disruption of the Senate Finance Committee roundtable today. Perhaps you heard last week there were 8 advocates, 3 physicians arrested for standing up for demanding that single payer be at the table in the Senate Finance Committee discussions on health reform. And this morning, another round of arrests, doctors and nurses and advocates were arrested because we are left out of this discussion. And
because you don't have millions and millions of dollars to contribute to the campaigns of Congress.
It's a pay-to-play kind of
there
system. And what's really frustrating is that Obama promised us an open debate. He promised us an open debate, and we're not getting that. So people are seeing this disconnect between elected officials who are not meeting the demands of the people. And I think that this is only going to become a more glaring difference as we continue the discussion. But more and more single-payer advocates are willing to, you know, put themselves on the line. So we're up to 13 arrests in the past week. You know, we may see more civil disobedience and the kind of organizing around the country to make their voices heard.
Katie, it seems as though the forces arrayed against single-payer from the other end of the spectrum are pretty strong. I mean, they don't just include the healthcare industry. They also, of course, include the Republican Party and conservatives. And I want to play you 2 ads back-to-back, one from the 1980s that was the infamous Harry and Louise ads that were used to derail the Clinton year, actually from the 1990s, rather, that were used to derail the Clinton year healthcare reform. And the president mentioned Harry and Louise, this fictitious couple that were depicted on a TV ad. The actors are now back in a different kind of an ad, and now they're singing a different tune. So let's take a listen to these 2 ads back-to-back, one from a decade or so ago and one from last year.
This was covered under our old plan.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one, wasn't it?
Things are changing, and not all for the better. The government may force us to pick from a few health care plans designed by government bureaucrats.
Having choices we don't like is no choice at all.
If they choose,
we lose.
For reforms that protect what we have, call toll-free. Know the facts. If we let the government choose, we lose. Call today.
Healthcare costs are up again. Small companies are being forced to cut their plans.
Tell me about it. You know, Lisa's husband just found out he has cancer.
But he's covered, right?
No, he just joined a startup and he can't afford a plan.
Too many people are falling through the cracks.
Whoever the next president is, healthcare should be at the top of his agenda. Bring everyone to the table and make it happen.
Bring everyone to the table, says Louise, and that's Harry and Louise, the fictitious couple that were used to derail healthcare reform in the past. Harry and Louise are singing a slightly different tune. I'm not sure if they're singing a single payer tune, but Katie, what do you make of this this sort of change? Does this represent a sea change in the mainstream of where Americans are on healthcare?
I think that we can all agree that the problem has only gotten worse. More people are uninsured. Healthcare costs are continuing to skyrocket, and we all agree that something has to be done. It really is an unsustainable system. And these commercials highlight the sort of difference between in the 93-94 healthcare reform debate, the industry really and the right really charged health reform with being government run and socialized, and it created a lot of fear and propaganda. I think those arguments are falling flat. So they're still trying to make those arguments this time around.
Well, because people are getting bankrupt because of medical costs faster than any other reason for bankruptcy. Very briefly, Katie, let's talk about the May 30th Nationwide Day of Action for Single-Payer Healthcare that your organization, Healthcare Now, is organizing.
We have slated May 30th as a nationwide day of action, and there are over 30 events on and around May 30th in the country, and they're really excellent. There's really excellent organizing going on, town halls with elected officials, demonstrations in front of insurance companies, vigils to remember those who have died because they did not have health insurance. 22,000 people a year die every year, and we're really excited to see a flurry of activity on May 30th and through the summer for single-payer national health care.
And they can find out about that on your website at?
Yes, absolutely, www.healthcare-now.org.
That's healthcare-now.org. Katie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Katie Robbins is Assistant National Coordinator of Healthcare Now, again online at healthcare-now.org.